You are Locked On Jets, your daily New York Jets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
This is the Locked On Jets podcast for Wednesday, October 14th, 2020. I'm your host, John B. from GangreneNation.com. And our episode today is brought to you by Visa. Help support your local businesses. Whether they're your corner stores, coffee spots, or favorite shops, local businesses have always been on your team, supporting you and your community. But right now, more than ever, local businesses need our support. So let's be there for them. The next time you go shopping, make the choice to shop at local businesses. And look for the contactless symbol and tap to pay with a contactless Visa to help support your community. Because where and how you shop matters. Visa, everywhere you want to be, official partner of the NFL. Obviously, we're not doing our Wednesday mailbag show this week because last night the New York Jets decided that being the biggest laughingstock in the NFL simply was not enough. And they went out and cut Le'Veon Bell. And there were stories throughout the day that the Jets were looking to trade Bell because over the weekend after Sunday's loss to the Arizona Cardinals, Bell went on social media, on Twitter to be exact, and liked some posts that media members put out that criticized the Jets' game plan for giving him as many targets in the passing game as Trayvon Wesco got. The nerve of people suggesting that Adam Gase's brilliant game plan to throw the ball to Le'Veon Bell as many times as he threw to Trayvon Wesco was a bad idea. And Bell also liked a post that suggested that he should be traded. The Jets then, according to reports, looked to trade him yesterday, and unsurprisingly, because of his contract, he still was due $6 million for the rest of the season. The Jets were not able to find a trading partner, and that's also due to the lack of productivity Bell has shown the last two seasons. So last night, the Jets put out a statement, and they put out a ridiculous statement on Twitter. They put it out, and Joe Douglas was the name attached to this statement. After having conversations with Le'Veon and his agent and exploring potential trade options over the past couple of days, we have made the decision to release Le'Veon. The Jets organization appreciates Le'Veon's efforts during his time here, and we know he worked hard to make significant contributions to the team. We believe this decision is in the best interests of both parties and wish him future success. And Joe Douglas put his name on that, and Joe Douglas is a fool for allowing that. And this is very transparent by the Jets organization, because by putting Joe Douglas's name on this, they're trying to pretend that this was not Adam Gase running Le'Veon Bell out of town, which is exactly what it is. And I'm going to be very measured, and I'm going to try and be measured in what I say today, because I need to be careful with the language I use, because it's very tempting to use words like incompetent, but that's not fair, because it's really not fair to incompetent people, to incompetent organizations, to compare them to the New York Jets right now. Because the New York Jets are, I don't even know if there's a word in the English language that describes how inept this organization is. Just that you can't make this stuff up. The fact that this team is just looks so bad. And I know Le'Veon Bell has not really lived up to his side of the bargain after signing that free agent contract in 2019. But he's one of the few players that has a little bit of talent on this offense. And the Jets let this coach run him out of town because the coach gets mad that his brilliant game plan was criticized. This brilliant game plan, which, again, throws the ball when you don't have any playmaking receivers, by the way. This game plan that throws the ball to one of the most talented pass-catching backs of his generation as many times as you throw to a blocking tight end. And this coach is hurt. This coach's feelings are hurt because this 0-5 coach, who's supposed to be an offensive guru, who struggles to even generate any sort of first down, his feelings are hurt. So Bell has to go. So we're going to allow this coach to run this talented player out of town. I know he's not Pittsburgh Le'Veon Bell. He's better than anybody else the Jets can put on the field right now. This coach, who's lucky to be here, is allowed to throw a talented player off the team because his feelings are hurt. Just absolute garbage. Embarrassing. Again, got to watch my language. It's not embarrassing. It's worse than embarrassing. Adam Gase can throw Le'Veon Bell off the team That does not mean that he has not lost the locker room. Just because you throw a player off the team, that does not mean that you have the locker room in order, because there are other issues in the locker room. Guess what? There's another running back who took to social media and liked a post criticizing the way the Jets allocated their playing time at the running back position. It was LaMichael Perine, the rookie out of Florida, who's not getting any carries because Adam Gase has to give his trusted veteran Frank Gore carries, because 37-year-old Frank Gore is who, by the way, according to the Fox graphic that was displayed during the game on Sunday, the 37-year-old back with the lowest yards per carry average in the NFL. He has to get his carries. And you have to give carries to your number three tight end in a short yardage situation, Trevon Wesco. By the way, I watched the film on that play, that when the Jets handed the ball to Wesco in a short yardage situation, there was a clear running lane. And gee, maybe if you gave the ball to somebody who's used to taking handoffs and reading blocks, he would have seen it instead of giving the ball to a tight end. And when you use the your rationale is you always get a yard when you give it to Wesco, the one time in his career he's ever run the ball. This coach is a joke. Oh, again, got to watch my language. It's an insult to people who are jokes. It's an insult to coaches who are jokes to say that Adam Gase is a joke. This guy should not be here. And he should certainly not be allowed to run the few players with remaining players with talent off this roster because his feelings are hurt. That should not happen. And you know the most disturbing thing is the fact Gase still has the power to run somebody off the team. And it shows you that this owner still doesn't get it. And it makes you wonder whether this general manager gets it, or is Joe, you know, does Joe Douglas have the say that he should have, or is Joe Douglas going along with Adam Gase? And I think back to something I've talked about, how Todd Bowles allowed a friendship with Casey Rogers, his defensive coordinator, to get in the way of his career. Because one of the reasons, there were many reasons Todd Bowles failed with the Jets. One of them is that he kept his friend Casey Rogers as defensive coordinator when Rogers was not up to the job. And we know Joe Douglas and Adam Gase have a past history when they worked together in the Bears organization. And we know that Adam Gase was very happy that Joe Douglas was hired. Is Joe Douglas going along with Adam Gase? Does Joe Douglas have a choice right now? I don't know. But is he going along with Adam Gase? Does he still think Adam Gase is up to the job? Because Adam Gase has no business running people off this team right now. Adam Gase should be thankful he has a job right now. Because in any sort of competent organization, he would not be employed as a head coach. I'm not even sure he's an offensive coordinator in this league. And this guy thinks that he can control the locker room. And we knew this would happen. We knew this would happen the day he was hired. We knew what happened in Miami. He ran anybody who was good off the team. Because having talent doesn't matter to Adam Gase. Having control does. Adam Gase would rather have control and lose than win and have players who don't listen to his every word. Absolute garbage stuff from the Jets. It's disgusting from the head coach. It's disgusting from the owner. And it's disgusting from the general manager if he's going along with this. If this general manager thinks in any way Adam Gase is up to this job, then he's part of the problem too. And you know what's funny? Le'Veon Bell was not going to be on this team next year. The signing did not work out. And there were plenty of people to blame for that. You blame the Jets for signing him when they should not have. You blame the Jets for putting themselves in a position where they had to roll the dice on a guy who had sat out the previous season. You blame the offensive line because they did not block well. You blame Bell because he was not the player he was in Pittsburgh. But you certainly blame Adam Gase for this. Because Adam Gase never wanted him. And it didn't matter that he was on the team. Adam Gase was never going to try and make it work with Le'Veon Bell. Just an embarrassment. And the way that this was handled, it set the Jets up for maximum embarrassment. This could have been handled so much better by this team. Just an absolute joke. I was going to say garbage organization, but this would be an insult. It would be an insult to garbage organization. Again, watching my language. It's beyond this. I think I said it best at the top of the show. It's like the Jets were not content being the biggest laughingstock in the NFL. They had to take it one step further. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch this season. And it's a very difficult season to watch for Jets fans, but Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. These passionate fans are the real generational talent that Pepsi fuels, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out the latest football watching content from Pepsi. Locked On Jets podcast on this Wednesday, the day after the Jets cut Le'Veon Bell because Adam Gase got mad at him. On yesterday's show, I discussed several instances in the last few years where the Jets made a decision that was destined for failure because the thought process that went into the decision was so flawed that it essentially eliminated any chance of having success. And I was thinking about that yesterday as I stumbled across an old Sports Illustrated article that was posted by Albert Breer shortly after the firing of Mike Maccagnan. And it dealt with the signing of Le'Veon Bell specifically. And I'm going to read to you the passage from that article. There was a widespread belief in the organization that the pursuit of Bell was spurred by ownership, or more so that Maccagnan conducted it because he knew it's what the Johnsons wanted. In the process, Gase informed others in the building that he didn't want Bell, but said that if Bell signed, he'd be fine coaching him. Fair or not, some saw that as Gase distancing himself from the decision while lining himself up for credit if it worked, in large part because that matched up with his reputation in Miami. Now, the key passage, I think, is the first part, where Mike Maccagnan, if this report is to be believed, signed Bell not for football reasons, certainly not because the coach wanted him. Although Gase has been the epitome of the guy who takes credit for things that go well and blames somebody else for things that don't go well. But Maccagnan essentially signed Bell because he thought the owners wanted him to sign Bell. And that's as bad of a process as it gets, because you're not signing a guy because you think he fits your team, because he's good for your system, because he's going to make things go on offense. You're signing him essentially cynically to save your own job. And as we know at the time, Maccagnan's job was in a lot of jeopardy. And this is yet another example of what I talked about yesterday, a process so bad that it dooms a signing to failure. But you cannot let Adam Gase off the hook here, because even though Gase may have technically been right about this, because we know Gase did not want to sign Bell originally, by the time Bell signed, you have to make the most of the situation. And as we all know, that did not happen last year. Gase did not run the types of concepts that Bell had success with in Pittsburgh. He did not want to utilize him in the passing game. In fact, he did not really want to build the offense around Bell, which is ironic because once Bell got hurt and Gase was able to use his own guy, Frank Gore, Gase was perfectly fine using Frank Gore, building everything around Frank Gore. But he was not around Bell. And there were some key moments last year where you saw that there were problems. There was at least one game, I think there may have been two, where Bell did not speak to the press after the game because he did not want to say something that would be perceived as critical of the coaching staff. You could tell there were problems. The Jets did not know how to use him correctly. And I said this during the last offseason. And this ultimately is why it's so frustrating to get to the point where we are at today. And this is a failure of Adam Gase, and it's a failure of Joe Douglas. And we can question how much Joe Douglas is to blame for the situation. You have to remember, Joe Douglas did not sign Le'Veon Bell. That was Mike Maccagnan, for the reasons we just talked about. But I do think Joe Douglas has to take some of the blame for this situation playing out the way it did, because over the course of the offseason, there needed to be some sort of resolution to the Le'Veon Bell situation. Either Adam Gase needed to change his ways and build this offense around what Le'Veon Bell does well, in a way he did not do in 2019, or it was going to be best for all parties to move on. The worst possible situation would be to enter the 2020 season and do things the exact same way you did them last year with Le'Veon Bell. Because Bell, again, may not be the player he was in Pittsburgh, but you look at this team right now, you look at this roster on offense, he's more talented than practically anybody else the Jets have. He may not be an elite player anymore, but he's better than Frank Gore. And the Jets, what did they do? They just ran the offense the same way. Look, if you're not going to use Le'Veon Bell the way he should be used, if you're going to give him the same amount of targets as Trevon Wesco, if you're not going to put him in the slot, if you're not going to put him out wide, especially when you don't have good receivers on the team, especially when you're playing backup receivers on the team, if you're not going to utilize his skills in the receiving game because you are so stubborn and so stuck in your stupid offensive system, then they should have figured out a way to get rid of him over the course of the offseason. Whether that's trade him, you know, like to just do a salary dump, figure out a way to incentivize some other team to take his salary, or cut him then. Because then at least, you know, it makes sense. You know, like the two sides have come together. It was a relationship that did not work for anybody. It was a relationship that came together under different circumstances, under a different general manager. And I do believe that when you bring in a new general manager and a new coach, they do have the right to bring in the guys that they want. They have a right to build the team that the way that they want to build it. I think that that's totally fair. And if the Jets had decided to move on from Le'Veon Bell this offseason, I would not have had a big issue with it. I think for all parties, it may have been best to move on. But if you're going to bring Le'Veon Bell back, use him the way he should be used. Don't do this nonsense where you're throwing him as many passes as Trayvon Wesco and then act shocked when he's upset about it, when your offense isn't moving the ball, when your offense isn't doing anything, and then be outraged when he questions it. This guy who, for anything you say about him, and he was not going to be back with the team next year, and he was a big disappointment in free agency. But you know what? He's had an excellent career. If you're Adam Gase, Adam Gase's career is worthless. Absolutely worthless. Adam Gase is lucky that fate brought him to a team that happened to sign Peyton Manning. Because Adam Gase is nothing more than a position coach in this league. Maybe if he doesn't have the responsibility, the quote-unquote responsibility, I'll also use quote-unquote because he doesn't really show much responsibility, but maybe if you separate him from the responsibility of running the full team, and again, he doesn't really have a lot of interest in doing anything other than installing his own stubborn system, but maybe if you separate him from that, I could buy someday he could grow into being a good coordinator. I'm not sure how much I buy it. This guy's nothing more than a position coach in this league. This guy has zero leadership ability, zero ability to do to lead a roster. Absolutely none. And to bring Le'Veon Bell back and run that offense the way you ran it Sunday, which did nothing all day, and then act shocked and act outraged when Le'Veon Bell questions your game plan. Everybody was questioning your game plan. Guess what? You've lost the locker room. Cutting Le'Veon Bell isn't going to keep the locker room in place. You have I mentioned it earlier. Not like Le'Veon, are we going to cut LaMichael Pirine now? Because LaMichael Pirine questioned Gase on social media. I guess that'll be a good excuse to give Frank Gore more carries over Pirine this weekend. Adam Gase has everything he wants. He gets to give Frank Gore the ball 20 times this weekend because he gets to punish because Pirine can't play. He questioned the brilliant game plan. Maybe we can give Trevon Wesco another carry or two in short yardage situations since you always get a yard except for the one time you didn't. This was handled horrifically. It did not have to get to this point. It did not have to be this embarrassing. And at this point of the year, when the Jets have looked as terrible as they have, to cut a player who's actually got some ability, it's mind-boggling. If you are in a bad mood today, maybe having a Built Bar will cheer you up. Built Bar is the best-tasting protein bar ever, and the improved Built Bar is even more delicious. There are now 18 amazing flavors. There are 6 new flavors, along with the 12 originals. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate, and they're soft and easy to chew. Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, and high-fiber. Peanut Butter Brownie has 15 grams protein, 180 calories, 5 grams sugar, 5 grams net carbs, while Coconut Almond has 18 grams protein, 180 calories, 5 grams sugar, 5 grams net carbs. Go to BuiltBar.com right now and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON, one word, LOCKEDON, for 20% off at BuiltBar, BuiltBar.com. It can be awkward or embarrassing to talk about erectile dysfunction, but Roman is here to get you the advice you want and the help you need with no shame. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship you real medicine with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Go to GetRoman.com/LockedOn and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to talk about, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with the doctor and take care of it. Just go to GetRoman.com/LockedOn to get $50 off your first month of ED treatment, a free online visit, and free 2-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/LockedOn for up to $50 off your first month of ED treatment. GetRoman.com/LockedOn. The final stat line on Le'Veon Bell, he played 15 games for the Jets, ran for 863 yards, had 500 receiving yards, 4 total touchdowns, and for all that, the Jets paid him $28 million. Again, another one of the worst free agent deals in recent memories, and once again, it was a contract Mike Maccagnan gave out. Darrell Revis, Trumaine Johnson, not a free agent deal, but the Muhammad Wilkerson extension. Another just awful contract. And today, on a day like today, you just wonder when ownership is going to step in, when ownership is going to get a clue. And I think that Chris Johnson doesn't really understand what's going on right now with this fan base. I don't think he understands how things like this just drive your fan base away. They destroy your fan base. They diminish your fan base because Jets fans are frustrated right now. Jets fans are discouraged right now. Jets fans don't care about this team right now. And another move like this just pushes your fans away. I don't think Chris Johnson understands that his fan base is dwindling. People don't care about this team anymore. It's because they because of nonsense like this. And it's nonsense like claiming Adam Gase knows what he's doing on the offensive side of the ball. It's the non-competitive football. A problem that's going to get worse when we're giving Frank Gore the ball instead of Le'Veon Bell. Chris Johnson doesn't seem to understand that the fans don't have to keep watching this. The fans don't have to keep caring. At some point, you need to step in and run this franchise competently or something resembling, or at least get back to incompetent. Right now, we're below incompetent. Right now, people, so many Jets fans I talk to don't care about the game on Sunday. They don't even watch. They tune in and they don't care that the Jets lost. They may check the score after the game because they have something better to do on Sundays. The Johnsons right now are destroying their fan base. They are diminishing their fan base. People, if this continues, if this just keeps going on and keeps going on and keeps going on, there's not going to be a fan base to speak of because people are just so tired of this. People have better things to do with their lives than watching a team just get in its own way constantly and just do things that make no sense and embarrass themselves constantly. Something needs to change quickly because this is just an unbelievable situation. Like, I can't believe that what has happened over the last few days where the Jets let this inept coach run another guy out of the organization when he's lucky to be here to begin with. You could not make this stuff up. Something needs to change soon. That's all for our show today. Thank you for listening. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, subscribe to it, and please leave it a good review. I hope you have a good Wednesday, everybody. We'll be back again tomorrow.